It's time now for Detoxifying the Soul, brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries.
Hello, I'm Kathy Harris, and I'm so glad that you joined me here today on Detoxifying the Soul. Detoxifying the Soul is a strategic antidote sent forth from the kingdom of God to eradicate every negative toxic influence of your past. We're here to root out, pull down, throw down, and destroy every hindrance in your spirit, soul, and body so that you can fulfill your unique God-given destiny. You know, the word detoxify comes from the root word detox, which simply is a place where people come to be detoxified. Well, you're in the right place at the right time so that you can begin the process of spiritual detoxification through the Word of God. When you detoxify something or someone, you are removing the toxic or poisonous substance or counteracting its toxic effects. Jesus declares in John 15:3, "Now you are clean through the word which I have spoken unto you." God has some things to say to you today. So come on, launch out into the deep and defeat the enemies of your soul.
Matthew 4:1. Then Jesus was led up of the Spirit into the wilderness to be tempted of the devil. Now Jesus was led to the wilderness, but it was by the Spirit. Whenever God leads us anywhere, God will be with us. As a matter of fact, the Bible said that he said, "I will go before you, and I will make the crooked places straight. I will break in pieces the gates of brass," those things that have hindered you in the past. God said, "I'll break them. I'll open a door that no man can close. I'll close doors that men have opened for your destruction, but I'll open doors that you'll be able to walk down. You'll be able to glorify me, and the world will know that I am." Jeremiah 33, God declared, he said, thus said the verse 2, he said, "Thus saith the Lord, the maker thereof, the Lord that formed it to establish it, the Lord is his name." God says here, "Call upon me and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which thou knowest not." I believe the Amplified says things that are fenced in or hidden. There are things about our future that God has in his heart, that as we come to him, God will reveal those things to us. You know, the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 14:2, he said that he that speaketh in an unknown tongue speaketh not unto men, but unto God. Howbeit in the spirit, he speaketh mysteries. I believe the Amplified says secret truths and hidden things not obvious to the understanding. Amen. Turn with me to 1 Corinthians 2, because here we see that God says here that eye hath not seen. He said it is written, 1 Corinthians 2:14. Well, I'm going to start in verse 14, then I'm going to come back to the other one. Because I wanted to show you this. He said, "But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him. Neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned." They are spiritually discerned. Your destiny is spiritually discerned. God will open the eyes of our understanding. God will give us discernment and insight, because this is the way that he wants us to take. Maybe you have questions in your marriage, or maybe you have questions on your job, or maybe you have questions about, "Lord, where am I?" You know, it's okay to ask God that if you don't know where you are, because I believe that God is pleased that you want to know. But some people don't want to know because they don't ask. He said, "You have not because you ask not, or because you ask amiss." Where am I, Lord? I don't want to naturally know this. I want spiritual understanding. I want you to grant unto me a spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. I want you to open the eyes of my understanding. I want to know what is the hope of your calling. Lord, I want to see what you see. Where am I? Am I behind, or have I just totally neglected my purpose and my call? You know, some people, unfortunately, they die with dreams, visions, inventions, books, poems, things that were needful. All because, now this may sound a little harsh, but it's not. Just think about it. Selfishness. You know, when Adam and Eve decided to sin against God, when they disobeyed God, that was a selfish decision. Because all of our lives depended upon their decision. There are people in whom God has entrusted your gifts, your talents, the words that he has imparted to you. He entrusted that to you for them. And if I stay locked up in my house and say, Lord, I'm just a child. I can't speak. I can't sing. Lord, what, I can't do any of that. Comparing ourselves one to another, you understand what I'm saying? Lord, I can't do what they do. I can't do it like that. And God says, but I need you. God says, I need you to rise up. I need you to speak. I need you to declare what I have said, because it's life to them. It's healing. It's sight for the blind. The things that he has put in you is deliverance for those who are captive. It's help and healing for the oppressed. How can they hear except we tell them? How can they know he heals? How can they see that he is a good God except they see it through me, except they know it through what I say? God said, who will go for me? And many times we lock up things that are precious to God that he has entrusted to us through procrastination, hesitation. Some child, some orphan is waiting on your gift. Some motherless child is waiting on you. You say, well, Kathy, you're just putting a guilt trip on us. Because no, we're it. We are it. And we have to hear him. God has divine providence for us. He wants to guide us. He wants to lead us. Because somebody's calling. Somebody's asking him. God, if you're real, God, if you really are God, God says, okay, wake up. Wake up. I need you to go somewhere for me. But I can't speak. I'm just a child. And God told Jeremiah, don't say that, because he is not by might, nor by power, but by the Spirit of God. He equips. He gives us the words to say, because his words will destroy yokes and lift burdens. His words will cause blind eyes to open and deaf ears to hear. His words will cause those who are in darkness to come into the marvelous light. His words are life. They are spirit. Amen. God's word. God told Jeremiah, he said, don't say that. He went on to tell Jeremiah something very significant. He said, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of their faces. Don't be afraid, Jeremiah, because I'm going to be with you. I'm going to confirm my word with signs following. You know, on this road of divine providence, when you begin to step out and you begin to do the things and you begin to hear step by step, Lord, okay, I know where I am and I know where you want me to go next. And okay, Lord, let's just do this. Let's go, let's do your will. There are enemies and there are things that will come to begin to war against your soul. You know, the Bible declares, let's just turn there. I don't know if I did anything in 1 Corinthians, but let's turn to Matthew because I'm running out of time. Chapter 16. Matthew chapter 16. In Matthew chapter 16, we know the account of Jesus. He began to declare his destiny. And that's what we're supposed to do. When God tells you to do something, we're supposed to declare it. But sometimes, you know, people get afraid and say, I'm not saying that because nobody's going to believe me. Or I'm not saying that because people just going to laugh at me. But Jesus began to declare his journey. He began to declare what the Father had called him to do. For this purpose was he born. He was a king. And he wasn't ashamed of what God had called him to do. And he began to tell his disciples and that he would go to Jerusalem and these things would happen to him. He would be persecuted and he would be killed. And in verse 22, the Bible says, then Peter took him and began to rebuke him, saying, be it far from thee, Lord, this shall not be unto thee. I want to read this to you out of another translation. It says, at this, Peter took him aside and commenced rebuking him, saying, listen to this, be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself, Lord. You will not have this destiny at all. Be kind to yourself. You don't have to seek God. Be kind to yourself. Don't get up and pray. Be kind to yourself. Your grandkids will make it. You don't have to keep praying for them. Be kind to yourself. Don't break a sweat.
Detoxifying the Soul has been brought to you by Kathy Harris Ministries. For more information, go to detoxifyingthesoul.com.